Welcome to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. My name is Jim Storer, and I'm your co-host for this event. I'm here with my co-host, Shannon Abram, and we are interviewing Jeff Ross from Humana today. Shannon, why don't you get us kicked off?
Jeff, we are so excited to have you with us today. I would love if you could take a second to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about where you work and the kind of community that you work with.
Yes, thank you. I'm pleased to be here. I have been with Humana, which is a healthcare company in Louisville, Kentucky, for a little over 12 years. For 5+ years of that, I've been community-oriented in what I do. I've been the community manager for our internal social network, which we call Buzz, since we launched it in May of 2010. And then also for a little over a year now, I've been a community strategist on the enterprise social media team to work with lines of business in establishing primarily external facing communities for various audiences. And so I have my hand in both sides of the community space right now, with a little internal and a little external.
So, Jeff, let's kick it off by diving into enterprise social networks. So you recently did a 12-part series on ESN best practices. Can you give us a little bit of advice, or is there one specific piece of advice that you want to highlight from the research you did?
I think that the first tip that I offered in that 12-part series, I intentionally put there because I really do think it's the most important, and that was the one to have a full-time community manager from the start. I really think that if you get that one right, that person takes care of making sure the other 11 things happen. I know it's a tough sell for businesses when they are first going through the process of creating a new community to maybe get that FTE for it, but there's so much to be done. We've all been in discussions or read articles and research that talk about all the different hats that community managers wear, and so we know all the different things that need to be done, but when it comes to actually committing to that resource and getting the right person in it, I think it's just so critical. And it doesn't have to wait until the community is up and running. There's a lot of planning and everything that goes into launching a community, so there's room for the right person to be involved months before any community is launched. I know when we brought on our most recent full-time community manager in our team, Brenda Smith, it was just a critical decision there to bring her in and have somebody with her communication skills, her ability to relate to people across all spectrums, her ability to get the technical side and the people side of things, to talk with leadership at the very top and anywhere else in the organization. And she just has mad communication skills that really make her the incredibly best person for the job there. And so having her in place now is just critical to moving us from where we got to in 5 years to where we need to be in the next 5 years. So have that full-time community manager in place. Make sure it's somebody who has a breadth of skills there to bring to the table. I wouldn't even necessarily say that the person has to have a lot of experience with community management. That's always a nice to have, and we would prefer that. But just finding the right person is the most important thing there. And then let that person have the freedom he or she needs to branch out and do all of the things that fall under all of those different hats that they're going to be wearing. There's a lot to be done, and if you get that step of it right, then you are well on your way to having a successful experience with it.
That's such great advice, and I've dealt with Brenda a little bit, and she's so delightful, and it's so nice to hear you say those things about her. I'm sure she'll really love to listen to this. So my question is that, you know, by day you are, you know, in community at Humana, but by night you run the popular ESN chat. What has leading a really popular weekly Twitter chat taught you about community management?
Well, it has been a fascinating experience for me. I have loved it. Of course, I led it the first year, and the good folks at Community Roundtable led it the next year, and we've just launched into a team of us now managing it for this third year. I've learned a lot of things here, I think. One is that there really are a world of people around the globe, literally a world of people, who are eager to share this kind of information and to learn from one another. I had no idea when I started this in September 2013 if anybody would even show up. That first chat, you know, in September 2013, I was just as nervous as I could be before it started, because I honestly didn't know if we'd have anybody take part in it. But people showed up, and we had a good conversation, and we did it again the next week. And so I've learned that there's a great number of people with this need for sharing information freely and having a place where they can do that. And certainly in a concentrated time of that 1 hour a week, but just in the ongoing conversation that happens on Twitter as we hashtag things that are relevant. I've learned that it's common for community managers and people who share this interest to just be really good people. You know, they want to help others. They want to use the positions they're in to improve communication. They want to help people get their questions answered. They want to meet needs. They want to help the business achieve its goals. And I liken it kind of to all of the people in the teaching profession that I've been around in a lot of years of teaching and having family members who are teachers. There's just, you know, for the vast majority of them, a helpful spirit there and a desire to make a difference and do something good. And so I've found that in this ESN chat experience as well. But it's also been a good reminder for me that those of us who talk a lot about community management and who think that we have learned a lot about it through the years, we probably need to go back and actually do it from scratch from time to time as well. And so starting that chat has just forced me to start something from scratch, identify a void in what I felt was out there concerning enterprise social networking and the ability for people to find each other and connect, put something in place, promote it, get involved in it, reach out to others, try to develop some relationships, try to develop some helpful content and share that over time. And so it's been a good place where I could just learn the basics again, relearn the basics, put some of that theory into practice. And I think that's healthy for me to do, because as my role has changed more from community manager to community strategist in the bulk of my days, it's good to dive into this end of it, which the chat helps me to do.
I think that's good advice for anyone who's been in community management for a while. It's easy to get kind of stuck in the strategy and away from the weeds. And it's good. It's refreshing to get back in there and get your hands dirty in true community management. So I applaud mm-hmm. you in that. Let's talk about playbooks for a second, because you recently shared your playbook for your enterprise social network. And I'm wondering if you have lessons learned in developing a playbook. I know that's a hot item for folks right now, is they're thinking about doing their first one, and I'm just wondering what advice you have.
Right. There was a long experience for us. We went several years without one. I knew we needed one, and bringing Brenda on board made all the difference in the world, and finally being able to sit down and think through this with someone. So in a few words, I would say make sure you have depth and breadth to it. We want to cover a lot of topics, and so we do have a number of subject areas in our playbook, but we want each of those to be detailed enough to be meaningful. If Brenda and I, for some reason, walked away from Humana today, then somebody needs to be positioned as well as we can do so. to step in and know what's going on and know how to do what needs to be done. And so documenting all of that in the playbook to a great deal of detail was important to us for that reason. So I'm not opposed to documenting everything you can think to document. It may be that you choose to strip some of that out in the end or tuck some away in an appendix and don't highlight it as much. But we definitely wanted to have a variety of things from high-level objectives to several strategies we're working on, and then as many particular tactics as we were currently using and planning on using in the near future here. We definitely wanted to tie it to business goals, not just talk about what we're doing, but why we're doing it and how what we're doing contributes to that. It was the first opportunity for us to clearly document too and tell even internally to the business some of the specific business benefits and value that we have received from this. It wasn't until we were putting all the playbook together that we decided to really do a serious ROI for our internal social platform. And so that's good information to have. Nobody had ever asked us to do that. We weren't required. But it was a nice to have there, especially since the number turned out pretty good. I think it was important also for us to decide on a good logical structure for the book. And I let Brenda decide really how it seemed to make sense to her. And she and I had talked many times and had read through Rich Millington's book, Buzzing Communities, and the structure within it about different categories and growth and content and moderation and events and business integration, et cetera. Those became a logical way for us to then think about what are our objectives, strategies, tactics in each of these eight major categories. And we also seriously considered structuring the entire document around the Community Roundtable's community maturity model. In the end, we kept the CMM in there as the evaluation mechanism and wrote up some things about it and included our scores from completing the most recent State of Community Management survey earlier this year. But we stayed with the Buzzing Communities book outline as the basic overall structure. So getting a good structure, tying it to the business, having good breadth of as many topics covered as reasonable and possible, and then just going down to that nitty-gritty level where that's helpful for whoever might be in those roles is where we wanted to land. And so we ended up including daily tasks and weekly, biweekly, monthly, quarterly, annual, on-demand tasks down to the very detailed level of links and login info and mechanics of particular reports, et cetera. So that was all something that we wanted to accomplish with it. I think having gone through the process now once, what we didn't do that time and can do in the future to improve on it is to touch bases along the way with the other business areas that we, you know, have good relationships with and work with normally, but we didn't include in the playbook authoring process, for example. What could we have done in a cooperation with our associate communications team in HR to improve it? What could we have done in terms of legal or our IT partners to improve it in some way? I suspect there are ways that we could have done that, but we didn't on this iteration. I think we'll find that it certainly is a living document. I don't intend for it to sit there unchanged for months and months and months at a time. We have things like the roadmaps that are included in it that we will adjust as needed along the way. We have other particular goals for maybe a percent of the employee population who is engaged and what that level of engagement looks like. And so those will be certainly in flux. And then, we're in the middle of an acquisition right now. And so that will itself bring change, assuming sometime in 2016 that acquisition goes through. Then we have a whole lot to consider there as we kind of merge our way of doing things with the other company's way of doing things and try to figure out, how to thrive together moving forward in a combined environment. So I think there's a lot of good stuff that can be in there, and I would rather err on the side of including too much info than not enough in the playbook that we have.
Awesome. That is so great. I know we get a ton of questions about, I don't even know where to start with the playbook. I think I know I need one, but so that's such a great answer. So our last question, and it's our favorite question, is it's my favorite. What is your community superpower?
Well, I'll probably say that I just never let them see me sweat. I may really be sweating bullets underneath, but nobody's ever going to know it. I'm going to keep cool in the midst of unknown circumstances. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get mad. And I'll be able to handle the situation as just kind of matter-of-factly. Okay, this is a circumstance. What are we going to do about it now? And I think that helps me to calm other people, perhaps, on the team as well when things go on. And just helps me through those kinds of situations where I know, okay, we've had some not so good things happen in the past. We'll probably have some not so good things happen in the future, but we've always made it through. And so if we work on things together, we'll find a way through current circumstances as well. So stay cool, calm, and collected, I guess, is my superpower.
It's funny, Jeff, as you were saying that, I was just sitting here nodding. And we've talked a few times and we've met in person. And, you've got a very relaxed demeanor. And I think that serves you really well in community and community strategy and management.
Well, I hope it does. So far it has. It's bad if I put people to sleep, though. That's a bad thing. That's a little too relaxed there, so I have to try to tone it up when I speak in person at different events, more so than is normal for me.
So somewhere between chilled out and cheerleader. Right?
That's right, exactly.
Perfect. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us on Conversations with Community Managers. We will be back with you another time soon. And thank you very much, Jeff, for joining us today. It's been great.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we're done. That was so awesome.